This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
An Odyssey station.
They wait for an Allen screen. Get picked up by Reese. Find Allen. Allen back to Hunter. Hey! Knocks it down. The Blazers have no answer for DeAndre Hunter.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Ziegler gets the ball to Mayshak. Mayshak's going to take it. 2 seconds. Mayshak, 1 second. Launches the three-point shot. Good! At the buzzer. Mayshak wins it for Tennessee.
Buddy!
With 3.8 seconds to go, Tennessee brings it up the floor. And Jamai Mayshak hits the biggest three-point shot in his career.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Trying to test Brad Stewart. Great ball in.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080, The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader, 1080, The Fan.
There it is.
Yeah, we're on top.
There it is. There it is.
Ooh, ooh.
I'm all hyped up now. What is happening?
Had to make up for the lost drop at the start of the year.
When you don't have the first two hypes of the hype horn, I don't quite get his hype, so I got to get fully hyped for the start of the show.
Well, he's got YouTube PTSD over there, so he's not on his game right now.
It appears it is working. Everything is fine. We are up. Things are flowing smoothly. Jason Swigard, you got nothing to worry about.
Here's the situation.
I did love finding out last week that the one day that it wasn't working ended up becoming his fault, but he wouldn't tell us live.
He
wouldn't have told us at all. Had we not asked
Joe. The initial problem was not my fault. In attempting to fix it, capacity to fix it, and I was not I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, I always get the scuttlebutt from Joey after the show. Hey, what's going on? Why aren't things working? What happened here? He said, well, usually 95% of the time, it is not user error, but there are occasions in which it is user error.
It could have been back up a lot sooner had I...
So it was your fault.
Not initially. It was not working.
But it was your fault.
I couldn't get it back. I could have had it back sooner paying closer attention.
Problem number two. I believe it was not connected to the internet. We weren't connected to the network. And that can be a bit of an issue.
I rebooted things.
You got to reconnect.
I don't know how we're parsing out blame there.
Get that internet up and running, baby. Got to have the internet up and running on the YouTube computer.
Oh, what a Monday, what a Monday. Busy yes. little weekend.
You guys enjoy the sunshine? That was a beautiful, delightful weekend, kind of Friday, Saturday. Wonderful weather.
I didn't find Sunday to be too bad.
Sunday was great, too.
Sunday was fine.
It was dry.
When I got back.
A little bit cooler, not as much sunshine.
Actually,
but
the weather in San Diego was just about the same.
Well, there you go. Look at that. Mm. We're in the new San Diego. That's what everybody keeps telling me.
Yeah.
It's just nicer weather during the weekend. It was funny walking around on Friday and just seeing, you're like, oh, that's right. A lot of people live here.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Okay.
That's right.
A lot of people out. All right. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, everybody's been hermits in their house for the last, 4 months.
This place not bad.
Look at that. Everybody wants to come outside, and everybody's at a park or going to get coffee or walking around a restaurant. A lot of folks out there this weekend.
My daughter asked me yesterday, Dad, why does it keep saying it's only going to be sunny on Thursdays? And I go, I'm not a weatherman. I don't know. I don't control when the sun is shown on your iPhone graphic.
No, I can't change those settings for you, honey. Sorry.
She goes, could you do me a big favor? And I was like, what? And she goes, can you make it nice again?
Yeah, come on. What are you doing, Dad? Figure it out. What do you do over there?
Right on that there,
dear.
Let's
get some more sunshine out there. Pull it out. Get the clouds out of here. Get your leaf blower out. Move them out of the way. We need more sunshine.
The only bummer about Saturday is, as nice as it was, we were so busy with basketball.
You're running around in gyms all day.
And the worst was that it was like early game, mid-afternoon game, late game.
You're just all day hoops.
And so that like window off for like 2.5-3 hours, I ended up napping for
you
like 30 minutes.
You want to take a little bit of a breather. You're exhausted.
Yeah.
You're running up and down sidelines. You're calling timeouts. It's not an easy thing to do.
Well, it's from Clackamas all the way to Tiger.
Yep.
Back into Milwaukee.
Yep.
But there's a Damascus trip in there because we got to go home.
You got to go home at some point during the day. You're not going to be gone for 12 hours.
It was just all over. It was chaos.
This is the time of year when you're okay having hoops games, usually indoors on weekends because you don't want to do anything outside.
Yeah.
And then you get the one Saturday. We need to like file a petition. Where's the public park that's got a decent enough hoop? Let's just make them play outside.
Mm.
Look, the basketball isn't at a high level
triple
anyways.
Rim,
who cares? It's like, what's the final score of 13-11 in most games?
Oh.
They can play out. Let the parents put a patio chair up outside the court. Get a little vitamin D in your life.
There's nothing worse than winning a game but feeling like you've lost it because you didn't play well.
The final score was, the other team could only score 8 points the entire game.
That was the Mustangs, actually, literally this weekend. Yeah. It was 15-8, and they scored at the very buzzer to make it 15-10, but I was like,
nope.
Go shake their hands, tell them good game. That was disgusting.
That was horrible basketball.
You guys won the game, but I feel gross.
Look, that was lockdown defense is what some people call that.
Yeah.
You're slapping the floor out there, Shane Battier style.
The other team, thankfully, had a player. She just kept wanting to shoot threes.
Just keep chucking. Keep going.
Clank, clank, clank.
I don't think this one's going to go in either. Let's try again.
Clank.
Start talking a little trash during the game.
Well, I could tell a couple more air balls. So before they even landed on the ground, I would yell at one of my girls, take it
out. It's our ball.
And then it would bounce on the ground. The ref would blow the whistle our way.
Other way.
And I'd yell her name. Hey, go take it out.
Other way. Yeah, my nephew's going to have that with baseball soon. And I'm a little bummed because I'm now back in the neighborhood. And previously, he would play his baseball games like at the local school. Like that was the level of second grade baseball you're playing.
Sure.
And now it's going to be like, all right, we're on a traveling team. And our games are going to be in Hillsboro and Vancouver and Tiger. And
he's on a travel team.
It's going to start happening now.
Why did he do that? Why did your brother do that?
I don't know. I don't know why anybody does anything, man. That's what you got to do.
Now, your sister-in-law was a D1 athlete.
She was a D1 athlete.
Right? Was your brother a good athlete? I don't know if I've ever talked to your brother about...
I mean, he was okay.
He doesn't brag about his Cleveland, you know.
I mean, he doesn't have any PIL titles under his belt, you know, other than that. He was okay. He was serviceable.
Did he play all three sports?
He played two sports. He was a football and basketball, or a football and baseball guy.
Okay, well, the only reason I ask those questions is because I wonder how much the push is more her than him.
What are the genes in the family pool, man?
Well, no, but like the internal push of like, he's got to play travel, he's second grade now.
Yeah, I don't know how that starts, and it's really a bummer for me, because I'm now in the position where I can walk to go see one of his games, and I'm like, wait a minute, you're not going to play down the street? There's a park. You guys, you should play right there. It's like a 4-minute walk. It's delightful. I'll take Teddy, bring the dog, bring a little camping chair. We'll sit on the sidelines. But no, we got to travel all over the place.
You are going to follow, though?
I mean, I'll go to a couple of games. I don't go to them all, but I'll get to a couple. We went to his basketball game out in Northeast Portland on Saturday. It was like the last one of the year. So you got to be there. You got to be there and represent. He almost had an and-one, missed the free throw.
Ooh.
But he had the layup, got the foul, threw the contact, had the and-one situation, but couldn't quite finish the play.
I only ask, too, if you're going to follow, because this is going to become
your brother's life.
This is the new norm. I'm never going to see him again.
No, you're not. No. And it what sucks about this is people will constantly bring this up as a topic in both radio or off air of like, this is kind of what the life is for kids now.
Yeah.
And as parents, there's a bit of a, I'm trapped. I don't know how to get out of this.
How do I get out of this system?
Because if your brother takes his son and your other niece and nephew, if he takes these kids out of this life, they then are behind the eight ball where the coaches don't know them.
Yep.
And then when they try out, it's like, well, we'll give one non-kid we don't know the place. And if he just has an off day, it's like, well, that kid's not getting the one spot.
He's not getting the spot.
And it's like it's impossible to get out of this lifestyle.
It's miserable.
And man, I don't know what to do about it because I am slowly kind of getting into it, too.
It's that time of year?
Because you don't know what else to do.
No.
My kid plays basketball.
She wants to keep going. She wants to play in high school.
She wants to play in high school. And if she doesn't play for their youth team or she doesn't go to these camps, like, yeah,
you're not getting seen by the coaches.
Yeah, it's impossible for them to know who you are, and so they don't give you as much of a chance versus like, oh, I know that kid. That kid's a good defender. Or that kid could do this.
Yeah, I saw them knock down a couple of threes in one of the games.
Yeah, so I've largely looked at that travel sports lifestyle and wondered, why would parents do this?
And then you fall into the same trap.
And then you're like, well, she has
this trap.
She's try out, and this league will go from this month to that month, and after that, she's got a camp, and then... And you're like, ah, God, now
it's
I'm
never,
in it.
It's never ending. I don't think it's they're not going to have a free weekend again for the next 7 years, probably.
It's kind of how it feels.
Like you're just, yeah, all right, we'll see you. I'll see you when you're 47 years old.
We'll
hang out again. We'll go have a barbecue. But then I'm going to be in the middle of it, so then we'll fast forward another 7 years.
Yeah.
You'll do that, because if you want to see, because that's what my brother and sister-in-law with four boys, and obviously
if you want to see him, you got to go to a game. That's the only
playing
thing.
Playing football.
Hey, what are you
basketball.
Doing on Saturday? Well, we're at a basketball tournament all day. All right, all right. We'll come
hey,
out to
we're
a game.
Over there. We're gonna play near Hill High. Oh, great! I'll come over and see you. Sort of thing.
Yeah, I have a. I met one of our I saw one of our listeners that we've met in the past, Sean, at the Nelson basketball game. Barlow got taken down.
That's a big
upset.
Suck it, Barlow.
That was the league title, I believe.
Yes.
The place was packed, and I had no idea Barlow was one. I'm like, why is it so packed?
This is a crowded place right now.
But I saw him, and we were talking for a while, and he coaches out at Lake Ridge. And he brought up Swigard's nephew, who's at Linfield, and he goes, well, there's another one. I said, what? He goes, there's another Swigard.
You got another Swigard coming through the system?
Well, the youngest is playing basketball. Number three right now is going into his senior year. He's playing football.
That's the one he was talking about.
Oh, Cooper.
So you have another one behind him?
Eighth grader is Griffin.
Look
the one
at this Swigard's just pumping out, you know, college athletes over here.
Is Swigard's brother snipped? Answer, no!
No! Give him another one. Another one in
no,
the system.
They were quite done after number four.
It's like, all right, that's
four
good.
Was enough. Huh?
Four is good. We've hit our cutoff.
That was done at two.
God, four, just no, thank you.
Two times more, no thanks.
One is already enough for me. I'm good there. Let's call time out here. Let's assess the situation and see where we want to go.
I don't like things when they get to a less than 1-to-1 ratio.
Yeah, you can't play man-to-man defense at that point. Then you're
you
just
gotta zone it up.
The zone is successful.
You're constantly on the penalty kill, and that's no fun to me.
Well, it's
a 5-on-4.
It's such a weird thing because we were talking about how it all works and how this system and how they got their hooks in us, and I don't know how to fight back.
When did this happen? Because I've been out
when
of
middle
the...
school sports got eliminated.
Yeah.
When we said as taxpayer voters, we said
we don't want to play.
Oh,
middle...
God forbid we spend an extra $8 a person so kids could play middle school sports for their schools.
And then it was all clubs and
then the funny thing is those same idiots that voted against it to kill it
are the ones shelling out
are now shelling out more money
a
so
thousand,
their kids travel
teams. $5,000
a season,
yeah.
I've always told people who are anti-pay taxes in any regard, that's cool. Eliminate it. You're going to get taxed a different way. Yeah. It just won't say tax on it.
Yeah, it happens in every sport. Like when we were growing up, this obviously wasn't a thing. I played middle school. We had some travel stuff for baseball, like summertime. You'd go, if you were like on an all-star team, you'd go travel. You know, there was those kind of things that you would do. Football, there was none of this. The 7-on-7 stuff didn't exist until I was in high school.
You maybe had one camp in the summer.
You go to a camp or something, you know, then that was, camps are fine. Like you go for a weekend, you you get some instruction. There's a former NFL player there. Shout out Anthony Newman.
Yep.
It's like, all right, JJ Burden's going to teach me how to run a couple of routes here. This is delightful. It's a weekend. I spent money on it. I get a t-shirt and an autograph, and that's it. I'm done for the summer.
Yeah.
That was kind of it. But now it is just, it has delved into constant madness. And I sympathize, and I understand where the parents, like, how you fall into that trap. Because if your kid wants to do it, like, my nephew's also super into, he does, like, year-round soccer on top of it already.
Oh, dude, soccer.
Soccer just never ends.
It's
and I'm
a
like,
great racket.
I went and picked him up from school the other day, and we're walking home. I'm like, so when did the, you got a soccer game this weekend? Is that the start of the year? And he's like, well, no, we just kind of keep going. I was like, oh, do you like that? And he said he likes it, so it's like, you're not going to back out if you like something, but at that point, when you're, every single weekend is taken up for the parents for the foreseeable future, that's super depressing.
Well, a lot of parents will tell you, too, like, they want to spend their free time just traveling and
Saturdays, Sundays,
this.
Let's go watch a game.
I don't know if I believe every parent that says that, but that's basically what their life becomes. Their vacation is traveling.
Yeah, somebody said, I got a kid who plays year-round hockey. He's constantly traveling for it. All over the Western Fourth of the United States.
I think that's the most expensive.
Hockey,
you have
be, right?
to pay for the rink time, too. And it's
also the number of teams, like how much travel do you have to do just to go find other hockey
and
teams
see,
to
that,
go play?
That's clearly a good, that's a great parent. But also, I bet you that parent is like, God.
Dude, round of golf would be nice in May. Just once on Saturday.
Yeah.
Can I go get 18 holes in? That'd be delightful.
What are you doing in the summer? I freeze my ass off at a hockey rink.
I'm indoors at an ice rink.
My kid better be
D2
every weekend.
Cases.
But then you hear the success stories of the parents who are like, yeah, my kid got a scholarship. And you're like, well, you know, hey, that saved you a lot of money. All of it paid off.
Your best guess, Chipper Jones actually came out about this a few months ago, and I couldn't have like been shaking my head yes more. He did an interview, and he basically was like, my kids will not be doing this.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? And he's like, I want to have a life. I want to go on vacation and have summer break and enjoy spring break. Like we're trying to book a spring break trip, a little couple day at the coast. But, like, I kind of am holding off because...
What's the schedule going to be?
My kid might have spring basketball.
Yep.
She's got to try out and make it.
Uh-oh.
And it's a co-ed team.
Uh-oh.
But if she makes
it... That's interesting they do co-ed teams at that age.
They can't get enough girls.
Ah.
It's a startup thing.
Okay. So trying to get the girls involved in spring basketball.
I'm like, I don't... You know, what if there's a tournament that weekend and I got to cancel this? And I don't know. The whole thing just sucks. It blows.
Listen, I'm about to have my first kid. I'm scared about my future golf prospects. Yeah, just kiss him goodbye.
Over.
Kiss
Dirk doesn't golf at all.
No, what's golf? Never heard of it.
You think you're going to get Teddy into this life? Probably, right?
I mean, he's going to fall into the life, I'm sure. Yeah. This is why I need to focus on more individual sports like golf. Let's go that route, buddy. Then there's no golf club teams that I'm aware of. There probably are.
Expensive it is to take your kid golf.
It's very expensive.
Golf courses.
But I'd rather do that than be stuck in a park all summer long not being able to do anything. Let's go play 18 holes today, buddy. We'll work on your short game.
The worst is the loud parents at these games. And I kind of counteracted a loud coach this weekend at my nephew's championship game for his tournament.
Yelling, screaming.
By the way, we're talking second grade, by the way.
Second
and third graders.
Go ahead and picture
there.
That where dribbling is... Right. You know, very, very rare occurrence in a second grade basketball
and
game.
The coach that ended up winning, his team was really good. You know, he was supporting his guys, but in a loud way. And so, like, my nephew's team wasn't getting as much of that. And so I was like, let's go!
You start being the yelling guy in the stands.
I was, like, trying to, like, balance it out and be like, all right, you got to get loud? We're going to get loud from the other team.
You got to match their energy, man.
I did.
You got to go toe-to-toe with this guy.
And
don't let him scream at your nephew.
My daughter told me to sit down and shut up. I'm embarrassing her.
Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up. But a beautiful weekend spent indoors.
It was delightful.
As
if you
God
could
intended.
Be out, if you could be outdoors, it was delightful.
It was quite beautiful. We got a lot to get to today. I think Tom Haberstroh is going to be on the show.
Fingers crossed. We'll see.
It's an 8:15 miracle if he is.
We'll find out in
there
2 hours.
Like unconfirmed but confirmed ways to say that he's on the show.
Hey, what's the number to call in? All right, here's the number.
No follow-up.
Okay.
I think he's calling in.
What are the odds? I'll say no, minus 110, yes, plus 120.
Oh, okay. All right. I'd flip that, but okay. I appreciate that. So Tom Haberstroh will be hopefully our ticker guest at 8:15 today. We have a new addition to the show now. At 8:30, every update, with or without Swigard, we're going to do what we call Fupdate.
We're going to do a Fupdate.
There's going to be a Fupdate debut at 8:30 today.
Careful with that one.
Kind of understand. Well, that's kind of why I said that. You'll understand the gist of it all when it happens at 8:30. But it is a loaded show. We'll talk about the Red Hot Blazers coming up as well. Dirt and Spray, good to be with you on The Fan.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nickel Corner tweets us, we try to avoid taxes, now we all have to pay like a second apron NBA team.
It's true. I walked up this weekend and got a library card. I was very excited about that. I was like, the last time I had a library card, I was probably, 10, been a minute for me. So I walked in, I'm like, do I owe anything else? They're like, no, it's through your taxes. I was like, hey, look at that. My tax dollars going to hard work here.
What do you mean, do you owe anything else?
I didn't know if there was like a first-time fee for getting the card. I don't know. I just was confused. I hadn't been in a library in 20 years.
We just showed up to ours and got a card.
That's exactly what I did. I just
fine
asked.
From like,
did I return all my books from when I was in seventh grade? I don't know. Am I wanted by the library system? Is Bookman going to come get me? I have no clue.
I haven't been near the Park Rose area very often since high school. I mean, occasionally you'll drive around there, but like been there. I didn't notice their library doesn't exist anymore. And I drove past it and I remember I went, oh, and my daughter was like, what? I was like, the library right there, it's closed. And she goes, well, why are you breathing? I go, because I
I accidentally stole an SAT book, and I owed $77 to that library.
I never returned that thing.
Never returned that thing. Never went back to that library.
Never going to see that book again! I don't even have the book.
I don't know where it ended up going.
I don't even know what the fines are. It's funny. If you don't return one on time, it's like, that'll be a 47-cent fine, please, for your late fee.
Mike tweeted us, said, Clark County started middle school sports back up a few years ago. Cross the river.
They went the other direction.
Good for them.
Good for Clark County, man.
Smart move.
How did we not have that with all the taxes we pay around here? The middle school sports is not a part of
it. You also start school pride at an early age. It's
you
like
do.
We're all about this school, whatever that middle school is, and you're going to funnel into the high school. It's great. It's good for you.
I love playing middle school basketball. That's when my basketball career ended in eighth grade.
Yeah.
Legendary Selwood Panther.
There was
a lot of pride that came with that.
And then Dick Byrne says, I'm listening to you guys live instead of my usual 7 a.m. I'm putting an offer on a house today, moving from a starter home to a big money home.
Let's go, baby.
Congratulations.
Let's go.
Let's go, baby. Jefferson.
Moving on up.
Stressed
on
as hell.
Situation.
Got up at 4 a.m. early. Don't know how you guys do it every day.
That sucks. Yeah, it really sucks. It's not fun.
A lot of coffee.
Although with the move, you know what time my alarm goes off now?
Ooh, yeah, that's a great question. I'm going to guess, well, you're still waltzing in around the same time, which
same
I won't
time.
Say on
so
air.
You're yes. closer to the city?
I'm flying in. I'm here in 12 minutes, 11 minutes.
I'm going to say Dirt's waking up at 4:45.
Ooh, close.
Because he's about here at that time, 5:45.
Yeah. Takes me about an hour, get ready, get my coffee, and get in. I'm a pretty quick get ready guy. Like, I grab a cup of coffee, put a little bagel in the toaster, get dressed, brush my teeth. That's about all I need to do. So I'm pretty quick in and out.
So 5:15?
5 o'clock. That alarm's been going off at 5 o'clock the last couple days. And it is, I got to tell you, buddy, the waters are warm and I'm swimming everywhere in it. It feels delightful.
What about the other alarm? When did the other alarm go off?
At the previous house?
The Teddy ball game alarm.
Oh, he didn't get up at all last night.
Oh, look at that.
He got up right when I left for work. It's like, all right, see you later.
Perfect timing.
See you later. Have fun with that. I'll be home in a couple of hours.
Yeah, that's the thing that sucks is that's not what time I wake up.
No, it's not.
If I leave past 5:05 from my house, I am admittedly a little stressed on my drive.
You have to be because you never know if you're going to run into something. Is there going to be an accident? Yes. Is something going to be all of a sudden you see brake lights and you're like, wait a minute, why are there brake lights at 5:15 on a Monday morning? Yeah. This makes no sense.
4:30. Up, brush teeth, wash face, get dressed, grab bag, out the door.
Yeah, you're pretty quick. Get up and leave the house, guy. Yeah.
I probably take, of the three of us, the longest to get up and...
Well, because I got to get here. I get here so I can make sure everything, one, is functioning when I get in case there's that.
Which makes YouTube not working hilarious.
Well, that's the last thing I check.
I get here so it's all working right. Hey, it's not working.
I'm more worried about the radio systems.
Yeah, are we on the air today?
Did all the audio that I thought I dumped in the system from home get in the system? All that stuff.
Somebody said, back when I was in middle school, my dad had 5 movies from Blockbuster. We made jokes every other weekend about the late fees. And then Blockbuster just closed its doors. They never got their money. My dad still has the movies on his shelf. It's rendered useless because you can't stream any of the films for free at this point. So there's no point in having them. But
I disagree. Are
you
they in
them
the
out?
Blockbuster cases?
If they're in the Blockbuster cases, that could be a artificial fact in some point.
Those plastic clip cases, did you ever pinch your fingers opening or closing those things?
All the time.
So did I. And you could certainly say, what kind of idiot does that? Like, I don't know,
so
childhood
painful.
Me. It was
the little
painful.
Blood
the
clip, blister, underneath this, because you didn't break the skin, but you broke the blood vessel. And
hurt like a bitch. It was terrible.
Oh, it was the worst.
But having that Blockbuster casing, it would be really cool on your movie shelf.
Yeah, I mean, I still miss the days of going into a Blockbuster. To that listener's point, though, those movies they have, they're all streaming. The funny thing is, on Blockbuster, they had a Blockbuster in Corvallis when I first went to Oregon State. And we went there one weekend. So this was like just before Redbox.
Yeah.
Right? So we had to go to a Hollywood Video or a Blockbuster.
Got
to
go find a place to rent a movie.
And we went in there and I went, oh, yeah, I'm an adult. So I went up and I got a Blockbuster card. I was so excited. I got it. It was laminated.
Yes.
I'm like, yeah. I put it in the wallet.
R-rated movie time, baby.
And maybe 2 weeks later, they filed bankruptcy and they all closed.
That didn't last very long.
No, come on.
Longtime member. Here's my card. I desperately miss it because a lot of my problems when I'm scrolling for things to watch, I just can't stop scrolling. I have a very serious problem of like
you're paralyzed by choices.
Oh, my God.
Right? Like, you just keep going. The next thing you know, it's been 25, 30 minutes, and you're like, all right, now I've already, like, cut into the movie time that I allotted myself or the TV show time. Whereas if I'm going to a Blockbuster or Hollywood Video or whatever, like, there's a time I want to be home by. I'm not going to walk around the aisles for 45 minutes. So you kind of go look. You got a general idea. You grab a movie, grab a bag of popcorn, you're done. You're on your way.
Yeah, but in the same way, I would argue, like, you don't have as many choices because there's, like, five streaming options, and then all those streaming options have different content. But you did waltz around the video
I mean, you were
store.
There. You're there for 15, 20 minutes. You're walking the aisles.
It's a mix of like...
maybe grabbing a snack.
Well, yeah, you're grabbing a snack, but you're also...
getting some dots.
Am I going horror thriller genre? Am I going comedy? Yeah. Are we going rom-com?
A lot of options. You go to the
drama,
genre that you want,
right,
and you can
action.
Look at the movies.
Yeah, exactly.
I kind of miss it.
So, yeah, but you were kind of doing the same thing back then. You were just walking around versus laying down on your couch.
I felt a little more... I felt like a contributing member of society. I'm out supporting a local business. I'm getting some exercise. I'm on my feet, right? I'm not just laying my fat ass in bed scrolling. No. An hour later. All right, well, I guess we're not watching a movie tonight.
Did you watch the Oscars at all?
I did watch the Oscars yesterday.
I got to be honest with you.
Not all of it. I mean, I had it on, but, you know, you're kind of coming and going in and out of the room.
I watched most of it. Kind of sucked. I didn't think it was a very good Oscars.
Conan had a couple of good jokes.
No, Conan was fine. I
thought the Kieran Culkin speech was pretty good. That was funny. He wanted a fourth kid. His wife said, you can have one if you win an Oscar. He's like, all right, let's go, baby. Let's go start pounding after this thing's over. Kid number four on the way.
I did love that Demi Moore lost, and she lost to a younger actress, which is basically the premise of the movie she was nominated for, Substance.
It was really weird for me to hear the storylines, because I haven't seen any of the movies, of like, all right, this one's about a drug dealer who becomes a woman and then travels to Los Angeles. This one's about a Russian, you know, prince or something who marries a prostitute.
Who hooks up the prostitute.
Like, we are all over the map with these storylines. Somebody had a tweet that was like, you know, the Oscars are more enjoyable when I knew what the movies were about.
Yeah.
And that was kind of my feeling, but that's also on me because I don't go watch the movies.
I think Adrian Brody's still talking. I haven't confirmed that, but I think his speech is still going.
That one went on a little long there.
Kind of awkward.
Let's play him off, you know.
I mean, like,
no.
You know, whether you're doing a political opinion or you're just getting up there and you're saying thanks and giving grace to everybody that's helped you in your life, I don't really care. It's your moment. You've won the award. Very awkward to demand the music be cut off because you got one more thing to say, and it's basically like,
quiet down,
be nice to each other. Being bad's awful.
Oh, I didn't. Wow.
Thanks, Adrian. I hadn't heard that before.
I'm going to start trying that today. I'm going to be nice to you guys today on the show.
I liked him. I just thought that was a very awkward speech.
Just don't be preachy. I hate the preachy stuff from celebrities. Drives me absolutely nuts.
Ricky Gervais.
As you drive back to your millionaire home and your millionaire life. And
well, maybe we should get to sports.
Should we?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
I think we delayed enough Blockbuster membership card talk, okay?
Brought back great memories, though. I got a library card now. Somebody give me a library recommendation. I'm walking up there checking out books.
Something that caught my eye that might surprise you, Dirt, and we had an NFL trade this weekend. That's next on The Fan. Want to get to this some NFL dealings that happened over the weekend. The Underwear Olympics are over. A lot of intel from Indy. In much like the Oscars, and I would even put in the NBA All-Star Weekend, felt like a big dud of a combine.
I feel like it is every year.
I know, but it feels like it's going more and more the way of like,
this doesn't matter.
And less and less and less.
Well, I'll use one local guy as an example that was so funny to watch the reaction. Tez Johnson ran his 40 times.
Slow Tez Johnson.
Slower than molasses. Could I run faster than Tez Johnson? People are asking themselves. 4.5 or whatever.
Joe Fisher probably can.
Joe Fish could definitely beat him in the 40.
That's a good poll question. Could Joe Fisher outrun Tez Johnson in the 40?
I mean, look, I think he weighed 154 pounds, so it's like, that's, oh my God, that is alarming. Yeah. Then did you see the other two things where he was by far the fastest in the three cone drill, which is what his strength is, lateral quickness, hard to bring down. And then in they were doing the route running process where you're running your routes, catching your balls. There's not a receiver in the class who had a faster mile per hour than Tez Johnson.
Yeah, he's football fast.
So,
I mean, he's fast, but he's also football fast.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
What are we doing here? What point do we realize a straight line track where so much of that is just your technique?
It's also the start.
It's the start. It's start. Like, it's just how you get out of the gate. It's your technique and where you're running. And that has nothing to do with football. Yeah. Like, you want to measure it, that's fine. The overreaction to 40 times is one of the funniest things that we do out of the combine
every year. Well, I also saw that there's a big controversy that all of the measurements, you know, hand measurements, arms, legs, weight, height, it was significantly different from the Senior Bowl measurements. And everybody's wondering what the heck is going on. And it was the same exact crew of people that's in charge of doing that.
So they screwed it up? At one of the spots they would have had to.
I don't know, but
if they're
somebody's got some splaining to do because, yeah, then it came out. No, it's the same crew that's doing it. Why are things like.
How did my hands go from this size to this size?
Jane Milroe's hand size was like a half an inch different from the one event to the other and some other stuff like that.
Performance enhancing in the hands.
Did he have hand implants in? Did he? Maybe his hands were small at the Senior Bowl and he grew them for the combine.
I feel it's so dumb because it's not that like it doesn't help, I guess, in some sort of way. But if you would have told me last year, hey, Sprague, Brock Bowers, do you want to see his vertical, his 40 time, his hand size, and his broad jump, or do you want to just take him without any of it? I'd say take him.
Where am I drafting? I don't care. Take him. If he's there, take him.
Football's kind of a weird thing, and like, there's no exact science. There's guys that certainly are great in college that are not great in the NFL.
Every position, yeah.
I just largely lean of like, I watched the guy play football. Was he good at football, or was he not good at football? I know that sounds so stupid and simplistic, but like it kind of is that, right?
Yeah, yes. And that was the funny thing with the Ted stuff. Like I've seen him play. He's pretty quick. He's hard to bring to the ground.
Yeah.
I've never really questioned his speed.
If he doesn't make it in the NFL.
It's probably a size thing. He weighs 154 pounds. Like,
yeah.
That's why he's going to be a later round pick.
It's not the 40 time.
Take a flyer on the guy, whatever. Let's see if this guy can have some juice here in the NFL. Like his lateral quickness and the inability to bring him down, that's what makes him a legitimate wide receiver at the college level. And we'll see if it translates. The whole overreaction to your start time was too slow. You ran a 4.54. What are we doing?
Yeah, I'm not a track star.
I'm not a track star. I don't play track. I play football.
I thought you'd enjoy this. Made sure to put it on the show sheet in the moment it happened.
Was in your notes.
Guess what I saw Saturday night?
Ooh, what'd you see Saturday night?
I saw a Danforth score a goal in an NHL game.
Did you really?
I did.
For who? Where's there
Blue
a
Blue Jackets.
For the Blue
Red
Jackets?
Wings. The stadium series.
Yeah, I missed that on Saturday
night. Danforth scored a goal.
I totally forgot that was even happening.
Yeah,
and then I saw stuff on social media
Red Wings,
afterwards.
But those were really cool helmets.
The jerseys were sweet.
Do you just hate every team I've ever liked?
I think he does, yeah.
I've hated the Red Wings for...
Who do you like?
Huh?
Who do you like?
The Kraken. What do you mean?
Oh, that's right. You used to be a Canuck fan.
That's right. He switched over.
That's right.
He used to be a Canuck fan. He changed allegiances.
Always hated the Red Wings.
Oh, yeah?
No matter my allegiance.
What did the Red Wings do to the Canucks?
I don't know.
You just hate them?
I mean, they were really good for a long time. They were they were a dynasty in hockey.
They were a dynasty.
Damn right they were.
If you hated dynasties.
Motor City.
You hate Detroit. But now they've been irrelevant for so long that I think the hatred is kind of evaporated.
They might make the playoffs again.
It's like how you would feel if you hated the Bulls in the 90s. Like, does anybody hate the Bulls anymore?
No.
No. They've been irrelevant for so long. It's like,
One of the sweeter logos in sports, though, is the Red Wings.
The Red Wings have a badass logo.
It is a cool logo.
Hubcap with a wing on it.
Yep. I saw Peter Herbstreit was there.
Yeah.
Ringside. Got to get him down there. Get Peter Herbstreit down there. Get him on the cameras. What are we doing?
I got to be honest. I had a bit of like 10-minute nostalgia when I saw Danforth score a goal.
Haven't heard that name in a long time.
It's been a while.
He's out there scoring goals. I was always wondering what happened to him. There he is. He's in the NHL now.
It's like, I haven't talked to you in years.
He's a powerful defenseman. He's a legit blue liner now for the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Drop the weight. He's an NHL player now. Look at him out there just scoring the go-ahead goal.
It's a badass heel turn. That's a close heel turn to what happened to John Cena this weekend. Look at that wrestling reference.
Whoa, what happened to John Cena?
Bet you didn't see that on your bingo card at 6:42.
What was less likely
he's
on
a heel
today's
now.
Show?
Yeah.
You to tell me what happened with John Cena in the WWE, or me to bring up Taylor Danforth, but mix him up with a hockey player whose last name is Danforth.
Because you saw the last name. I don't know. That's a good poll question we could throw out there. I didn't see any of it because I don't watch wrestling, but I saw John Cena is now a heel.
Is he?
And everybody's, he's a heel.
Isn't he always kind of battled between being good and bad?
No, man, don't ask me that question. Yeah. I don't watch wrestling, but everybody was making the connections to Hulk Hogan going to the NWO back in the day.
Last I had heard, Taylor Danforth was trying to be a movie writer.
Yes.
And he had told me he was moving to Australia.
Yeah.
That was the last time
that was
I
the last
talked
update.
To
him. That was the last time.
And I want to say that was 3 years ago.
Yeah, as I was getting ready to get married, I sent him a wedding invitation, so I needed the address.
You invited
I did.
Him.
Well, then the wedding got canceled, you know, COVID. So
you invited him.
I did. I invited him to the wedding.
That was some years after our show.
He was planning on coming, but that was 2019, 20-ish, right?
Yeah.
So during COVID. So that's how long it's been for me.
But he had RSVP'd, yes?
He was planning on coming, yeah. Uh-huh. I don't think we ever actually ended up sending out the invitations because it all got canceled way ahead of time.
I just found a nice letter you wrote me.
Oh, did you?
I cleaned out my nightstand for the first time in like 8 years.
Look at you holding on to letters.
I kept it.
Hey, nice.
I still have it.
Nice.
Yeah.
What was it about?
I can't say that on air.
Okay.
It's emotional.
Okay.
You know?
If we don't want to cry this early on a Monday.
I could still see the drop from your eye that had dropped on the card after you hand wrote the invitation.
It's very, very serious stuff, man.
It was very serious. I think I lost the whiskey glass.
Damn it! The hell's the matter with you?
Like 90% sure it broke.
Somewhere.
And I was like, ah, damn.
Look, when you go through a move, I just went through all of that where you're like, wow, I still have this. Why do I still have this? Why is this? I don't know. Should we get rid of this? Probably.
Let's get to the NFL trade as the combine kind of became a big dud over the weekend. The NFL trade, that wasn't really surprising. It was more like just a matter of time, and it finally happened. We'll get to that next on The Fan. We will talk about your Portland Trailblazers at the top of the hour. But one listener sent us this video to Swag's Point. The combine took away 6 inches off Jabbar Muhammad's vert initially.
I did see that controversy, and they finally had to correct
it. How can you be sick? And that's a huge difference.
What are we doing here? What are we doing? If you're not even going to get the measurements correct, like this stuff already doesn't matter that much, at least to me. Although one listener points out, if you do run a fast 40 time, the Raiders will take you with a first round pick.
That's true.
That's the way that
it
works.
Al Davis from the grave.
Draft so him. Take him. So Tez Johnson, not going to be a Las Vegas Raider. We go ahead and scratch that one off the list. Not going to happen. They will not draft him. The rest of the stuff seems meaningless outside of interviews and shaking hands and connecting from between players and organizations. But when the measurements are that off, I had no clue. I didn't see that story that they were off from the Senior Bowl. I did see the Jabbar Muhammad one where there was even video of it where he hit a certain marker because, you know, when you're doing the vertical.
Slap the stick.
You slap the stick and they miscounted the stick slap. It's so ridiculous.
We'll get to the Blazers at the top of the hour. We'll talk with Tom Haberstroh at 8:15. I want to get to this. This happened over the weekend. Actually, my brother alerted me to this because I wasn't on the internet a whole lot. Breaking news. It turns out when you miss things on the internet, 2 minutes after it breaks, you can read it online. The Niners finally traded Deebo Samuel. They traded him to the Washington Commanders in exchange for a fifth-round pick. There was some talk that Jonathan Allen could be swung back to San Francisco, the longtime defensive tackle for Washington. But they ultimately decided, no, we're not going to take a $16.4 million.
No.
We're just going to give you Deebo. Now, the Niners this year will be $31.5 on the dead money hit for this year's salary cap. And $17.5 million will count on Washington's salary cap. This is, to me, it's kind of been cooking for 2 years now, I would say.
At least, yeah.
I think it's this. This is a win-win for both right now to me. Because one, clear sign they're going to be paying Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
I also would be looking to see if they trade Ayuk, which I think is definitely on the table.
Should have dealt him last offseason.
I tend to agree with that. And this is just the way the Niners have to go. It resets their money a little bit. And he didn't have a very good year at all. He's a very good football player. But I always found not a great wide receiver.
Yes.
So he's their number two option, but I'm sure they're also going to use him the way Washington did, and we'll just see if he can stay healthy. But I would kind of label this a win-win. Washington needed a playmaker. San Francisco wanted to get out of the money long-term, and they got a draft pick for it.
Yeah, I mean, I think from Washington's angle on this side, they wanted more weapons. They're in the business for the next couple of years of having a quarterback on a rookie deal, so what the hell? They're taking on, you know, the majority of the salary. You mentioned San Francisco will have some dead money, but they're picking up basically the $22 million or whatever it is left on his deal, and they're going to say, all right, we'll pay you. We got the money. We can fold it in. That's totally fine. And it's a fifth-round pick. You know, what are the chances of hitting on a fifth-round pick? It's a very low percentage chance, so take a flyer on a Deebo Samuel. Maybe you get a resurgent year from him, and it ends up being a nice little trade for you. For San Francisco, they're desperate to get rid of a lot of these deals. Deebo Samuel was horrible last year. Horrible. The Niners had a bad year. He was a big part of it. He had the moments where he was a diva. He was had too many drops to count. He had the one game where he complained about not getting the ball, and he went all social media warrior in the aftermath of it. And the Niners said, all right, the next week, let's give you, you know, make it a point of emphasis to give you the football.
Yeah.
And he dropped a massive, easy slant that would have been a touchdown, and they ended up losing the game. I think it was to the Rams. He was wide open over the middle, dropped it, would have been a walk-in touchdown. The Niners went on to lose that game. He's 30 years old or going to be 30 years old.
Which is the wrong side for most people
exactly.
at that position.
And you worry about the wear and tear. He's not only just been a wide receiver, he's been one of their primary running backs over the last handful of years. So this makes a ton of sense for the 49ers to move off him. You can argue maybe they should have done it a year or two ago, but they end up getting a fifth-round pick, getting some salary relief. You just got to eat a little bit of the short-term dead money. And I think they should get rid of Brandon Ayuk as well. I thought the way they handled that last offseason was a massive mistake. Mm-hmm. There were teams that wanted him. You could have gotten maybe a first-round pick. I know they wanted another wide receiver in return. You took a wide receiver in the first round of the draft last year, which signaled that you were going to move on from some of these guys.
Yeah.
You got to move some money around. The Niners needed to get out of it. Washington was looking for a, hey, let's take a flyer on a guy with a fifth-round pick. We'll see if it works out. If not, it's not a big long-term commitment. We'll see if it does for him.
Yeah, we'll see what they do. But right now, if they do trade Ayuk, you've got Pearsall and Jennings, and then you've still got Kittle, who was good for them.
Yes, he was.
Now, if they don't trade Ayuk, you've got Ayuk, Pearsall, Jennings. It's not a bad little trio for a quarterback, no matter the team. We know the run game is going to stay constant. We'll see what they do on the offensive line, because I think they need to improve it. But Debo is somebody whose name is bigger than his actual production at this point. And so, again, don't blame Washington for taking a flyer on Debo with 1 year left on his contract.
No.
I just, as a Niner fan, I didn't look at this and go, oh, my God, we lost Debo. Same. Debo was great. In 2021, he maxed out. He basically...
Unbelievable season in 2021.
Unreal. But his last couple years did not age well.
No.
And so this was... You know, this goes back to not even last year's draft. The one before where it was like, oh, they're going to trade Debo. And then last year's like, they're going to trade Debo. They're like, no, we're not. you kind of saw this coming. Washington, I'll be interested to see. Their odds didn't shift at all with this move, by the way.
Nor should they.
Nor should they. You're right. If they get Myles Garrett.
Then it changes things.
Ooh, that changes things. The Rams were able to restructure Matt Stafford's contract and keep him, which was something we had talked about last week of like probably what's going to happen here.
Yes.
Who do you think has bet? Who would you say going into next year you're more high on, the Rams or the Commanders with these moves?
God.
Because I think Debo has a lot of wear and tear and mileage. I also look at the other side. I think Stafford's 37.
Stafford's going the wrong direction. I mean, I think you got to lean Commanders there in the hopes that Jaden Daniels.
Just because of Jaden.
He's, you know, had an unbelievable rookie year. And I know sophomore slumps are a thing. And sometimes you don't get that, like, next clear step in production. And injuries can be a part of that. Like, look at CJ Stroud in the year he had this year.
Right, exactly.
CJ Stroud came into last offseason and was like, oh my God, this guy's a top five quarterback.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a soul alive saying that at the end of the year. And I know they, you know, blew out the Chargers in their playoff game. And it wasn't all his fault. His offensive line was decimated. All of his wide receivers essentially got hurt throughout the course of the year. And he was left without much to do with. So that might end up happening with Jaden Daniels. I think if I'm going into a playoff game, there's still the weird fear for me in the back of my mind of like, God, Stafford's going to make a throw. He's going to have a drive.
Right.
But if you ask going in for the entirety of a season, who do I trust more? It has to be Washington, because I think they're also in the position where the reason I like this is because this is your window now. This is the window in the modern NFL. You got Jaden Daniels for 4 more years on a very cheap cap hit, and you got to go strike while the iron's hot. And so if you go out of Myles Garrett, like, I don't think they're done this offseason, where I look more at L.A., where you're not going to pay Matthew Stafford whatever it is, you know, his new deal is going to be $60 million a year. You're a little hamstrung on what you can do financially. So I think Washington definitely has the brighter long-term future, but would be more scary in the short term because they're not done this offseason.
The Blazers won on Friday and damn near won yesterday. We'll start the second hour there. The red-hot Portland Trail Blazers are barely losing to the one seed in the entire league. Hour 2, Dirt and Sprague on the Fan and the Odyssey app.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.